Okay, our friends. So, what's that? Today, there's something very squeaky happening in our house. What's that noise? I think that noise might belong to the person who's reading with me today. Is it you? Are you making that noise? Yes, he is. And I see that you are a penguin. Our friends cannot see you, so I'll have to tell them. He is a penguin, my friends, with, what is this, a sushi? Are you sushi? Oh, you're a penguin eating sushi. You never know who it's going to be, friends. And today, with mommy, is a penguin eating sushi. Yes. And he's only going to squeak today because, well, why not? So today we are going to read a story called Even the Smallest Will Grow by Lita Judge. It's read today by Mommy and the Penguin Eating Sushi. So buckle up. Well, the pictures of this book are really pretty, and we get to see a little girl as she goes about her dreams. And I'm excited. Tucked beneath a blanket of leaves, the acorn sleeps until its roots are ready to reach deep into the earth and it begins to grow. Just as you, stretching your toes under warm sheets and resting your head on a dream-filled pillow, will grow. Patience, little one. There is strength in even the smallest things. A tadpole waits for tiny buds to lengthen into legs so he can hop away, because a tadpole is a baby frog. Yep. Yes, that's correct. The penguin agrees. A newborn calf drinks her mother's rich milk. And in this case, we see the calf is not the kind that you would see in a pasture with a cow. No, this is a calf that you would see in the ocean, because it is a whale. Until she grows big enough to swim around the world. Did you know that some whales have such a big... Whales have such a large habitat that they can travel an entire ocean and see more than one continent? It's true. You too will grow. And what will you become? Will you be an artist? Like the tiniest seed that blossoms into a flower, painting color into the world? Or will you be a poet? Like the seashell that grows in spirals until his depths hold a secret song. And in the picture, we can see the little girl is holding the seashell up to her ears. Did you know that if you hold a seashell, a big round seashell like this one, against your ear, they say you can hear the ocean? Did you know that? You did. Good. Will you be a seeker, like the bird that silently grows within her egg until she hatches and flies away to explore land, sea, and sky? You know, baby birds live in their eggs at first, and then when they hatch, they get to fly. But it takes them a while before they can fly. They don't fly right away. They must have patience. Or will you be mighty, like the clouds that deepen and strengthen into a storm? You can grow to be anything you want. You can be sleek and fast, like the horse that was once a wobble-legged foal. Did you know that when horses are first born, they can stand up almost right away, but their knees are a little wobbly at first? Yeah, they need to kind of get their bearings before they can just start to walk. You can be curious, like the giraffe that must have once felt like the smallest creature ever born. It must feel that way because when it's born, it looks up and sees its mama, and giraffes are really tall, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Or loving and loyal like the koala that holds her baby tight. You can be fierce and brave like the bear that began as a tiny cub, safely hidden within a cozy den. Now you are small, but just as the acorn takes its time to spring into an oak, you will take the time you need to become anything you want. And remember, little one, even the smallest will grow. Yeah. To think about what you're going to dream about. So, let's get to dreaming. And that, my good friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.